Good evening. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in the state and in individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. To begin and to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
My birth? 9/11/48.
48. Thank you very much.
9/11/48.
And thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
High school and a couple of years of community college.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Unknown.
And what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native? Asian.
Unknown.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said unknown. I don't know.
Oh, okay. This is just for classification purposes. How do you consider yourself then? White, black, or African American? American Indian?
Unknown.
Okay. Thank you.
My mother was one thing and my father was something else, and I don't feel like going into details.
Okay. Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
For voting?
Yes.
Yes, I'm registered.
Thank you. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you very much. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Now, below there is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? You may select up to three. Public transportation, the cost of housing and rent, city services like trash pickup, the opioid and fentanyl crisis.
The cost of housing.
That is one. What about the jobs and the economy, inflation and the cost of living, crime and public safety, corruption in city government, gun violence, public school funding?
Dissatisfied. Unreal. I don't believe it.
Which one?
Dissatisfied.
But which of the issues? We can select up to three.
The gun and the whatever else you said, I forget.
Public school funding, health care, or homelessness?
The homelessness, too. That's a big issue. Because they sleep around in the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. So you think that the last one is homelessness?
What was the other one?
Healthcare, public funding, corruption in city government, crime and public...
Corruption in city government and healthcare.
And since we can select up to three, the ones that we have is the cost of housing and rent, corruption in city government, and gun violence. Would you like to remove them or change it for...
Gun violence.
But we already have that. Do you want to change your answers to another
no.
one? Okay.
Government, and that's number two.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Now, I would like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you have...
I'd take 9.
We have an upcoming list of which we want your opinion on. But if you don't know or have never heard of the person, people, or groups, please just let me know. The first one is Governor Josh Shapiro.
don't know.
Never heard of him, or?
I heard of him, but I'm not sure.
So, in a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel about him? Reminded you that... Yeah?
I'll say a 7.
A 7, thank you. The next one is District Attorney Larry Krasner.
I don't know anything about him.
Never heard of him, or?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. The next one is the Philadelphia City Council.
I'll say a 7.
A 7, thank you. The next one is Mayor Sherelle Parker.
I don't know. A 6.
A 6, thank you. The next one is Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
An 8.
Thank you. And the next one is the Philadelphia Police Department.
9.
SEPTA?
9.
And the next one is Councilman Member Kenyatta Johnson.
9.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets?
9.
And the last one on the list is your local police officers.
Five.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
The Zoom mayor?
Yes, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I would give her a chance. I don't know. So mm-hmm. I'll put down a...
So would you... Oh, we have another scale. Would you say you somewhat approve of her or strongly approve of her?
Somewhat approve of her.
Somewhat. Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government.
Fair.
And would you say you somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, or...
Somewhat agree. Mm-hmm.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Now, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily life. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means
not
you are...
Not
well, once again, we have a list in which we want to, your opinion. And once again, you may select a number between 0 and 10. The first one is access to affordable housing.
Yes,
nine. The next one is the quality of education in public schools.
10.
And the condition of roads and infrastructure.
Terrible.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
Huh?
On a scale of 0 to 10?
What was the answer?
Yes. Would you say you are highly dissatisfied, neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, or highly satisfied? Zero
what?
Means a 1?
No, I said with what?
Oh.
What was the question?
With the condition of roads and infrastructure.
3.
3. Thank you. And what about access to public transportation?
Fair. No, 0.
0, thank you. The next one is the availability of good paying jobs.
The availability of a good paying job?
Mm-hmm.
Of 100,000 a year, at least.
No, we want to know how you feel with the availability of good paying jobs. Zero means highly dissatisfied. Five means satisfied or dissatisfied.
Unsatisfied.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you. The next one is the public safety.
3.
The next one is the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
Unsatisfied.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
3.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is the cost of rent.
Ridiculous. I have a 1.
Thank you very much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
Worse.
And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Falling behind.
Thank you very much. Now, below, there is a list of goods and services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Personal care, public transportation, utilities, gas, electric, and internet, child care, groceries, rent, paying down debt, recreation and entertainment, gas, healthcare including prescription drugs, or education.
Healthcare, groceries, child care for children. That's 3.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
Not that concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A couple of times a week.
A few times a week. Thank you. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
The right amount.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, we're halfway there, but we're almost finished. Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer, if the city implemented it. The first one is... we have the list. We're going to go point by point. Now, the first one is aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles. Would that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Not at all safer.
The next one is hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new communities outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
I don't know that one.
In a scale of much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer, what would you say?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. The next one is begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Not at all. Or make a place where they can get some help.
Because the item was begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the street. Would that make you feel much safer? So much safer?
Treatment centers in jail, whatever they have to do.
Mm-hmm. And would that make you feel much safer, so much safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Much safer.
Much safer. Thank you. What about expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries?
I think they're very good.
Mm-hmm. So would that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer? Much safer. Thank you. Now, declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Emergency in the city? I don't know. That one I'm stuck on. I don't know. What did you say again?
Yes, declare a public safety emergency in the city. Would that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
A little more safer.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
Terrible.
So would that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer?
Much safer.
Thank you. Now, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently?
Nothing.
Nothing at all, or?
Just keeping the streets cleaner.
Keeping the streets
cleaner. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. Once again, you may select up to three. Tackle the opioid crisis, invest in community development, improve our schools and education, improve the city's infrastructure, hire more police officers, remove homeless encampments, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, support more affordable housing, improve public transportation, reduce juvenile crime, foster small businesses and local jobs, or get guns off the streets.
Guns off the streets, juvenile, education.
And education.
Potholes.
Oh. Now, we have address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, reduce juvenile crime, and get guns off the streets.
Guns off the street and juveniles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Now, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. Where a 10 means that you strongly support the policy, a 5 means you neither support nor oppose the policy, and a 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. And once again, you may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, invest the resources needed to build 3,000 units of good quality housing across the city. Thank you. Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives, like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
Ten.
And keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Ten.
Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
Nine.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business district, making them more attractive to shoppers. Let me restart. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers. Thank you. invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
10.
Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
9.
Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalks, sweeping, and litter removal.
4.
4. Thank you. And the last one for the list is add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in the neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
9.
Nice. Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid of or work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work-from-home for City employees and requiring them to be back to the office full-time?
1.
Well, we want to know if you would strongly support it, somewhat support it, neither support it nor oppose it, or somewhat oppose it, strongly oppose it.
Suppose it.
Oppose it. And is it somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Oh. Thank you. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid pandemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges that can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange program?
Expose.
And you do you strongly support it or just somewhat?
No, not at all.
Oh, do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Okay. Thank you. And just a reminder, we're about to be finished, so I just want to thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
No, and we still have a few more questions to go. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker, yes, I'm so sorry about that, but we are about to be finished. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open for from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
I don't know that number. I mean, I can't give you an answer on that one. Mm-hmm.
So, based on what you know, is it strongly support, somewhat support, neither support
somewhat
nor
support?
Somewhat support. Thank you. Now, how often would you say you watch or listen to or read about news and current events in the past year? Every day?
Frequently.
Frequently. And would you say it is a few times a week or a few times a month or rarely?
Twice a week, maybe.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Democrat.
Thank you. And thinking about your political approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And do you currently own your home, rent, live with family with a family member or friend, or something else?
Homeowner.
Thank you. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual?
Straight.
Thank you. And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Yes. I mean, no problem with them.
Oh, but we want to know about you. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Me?
Yes.
I'm a woman, female, straight.
So that between yes or no?
Yes, I'm not transgender. I'm just
you're not. Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I was married.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Sure. Granddaughter.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And below are some of the potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Facebook, yes or no?
Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Facebook?
Yes.
No, I don't do Facebook.
And what about Fox News?
Say that again.
Fox News?
No.
Philadelphia Inquirer?
No.
Power 99?
Somewhat.
X or Twitter?
I don't know.
What about CNN?
What is it?
Oh, yes. We want to know the potential news sources that you get most of your news from.
My news?
Yes.
My phone.
Your phone. And your phone, do you get them from X or Twitter?
No.
TikTok?
No.
YouTube?
Somewhat.
What about CNN?
The what?
CNN?
CNN is good.
Okay, thank you. The Washington Post?
Good.
New York Times?
Very good.
And Philadelphia Daily News?
Nah.
Thank you very much. Since we can select up to three sources, you mentioned that you get your news from Power 99, CNN, YouTube, Washington Post, and New York Times.
Correct.
Which ones are your top three from those?
New York Times.
The New York Times?
Mm-hmm.
And the next one?
CNN.
CNN. And the next one? From Power 99 and YouTube and the Washington Post? The Washington Post. Thank you very much. Now, in last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 20?
Less.
I'm sorry? Less than 24,000? Okay, thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.